Hello, everybody, and welcome. Thanks for coming out to support the little old nun doing the guided meditation. So, I know some of you are familiar faces. Some of you may have been meditating longer than I've been alive. But I'd also like to see a show of hands of anyone who's doing this for the first time. Is there anyone who's doing their first retreat? Okay, so there's a few of you. Okay, so I thought I would just talk a little bit before we start the meditation. And once we get underway the meditation, I'll just keep quiet so people can just go on their own pace and do as it unfolds for each person. But I thought I would just start out by sharing my own feeling that sometimes with meditation, it's not so much the technique. You know, it's not about getting some perfect technique or getting the right technique and perfecting sort of the exact nuts and bolts of how you're supposed to do it right. But really, sometimes I think what's most important and really the thing that makes a difference is getting your mind in the right mode, having the right attitude, the right sort of approach in whatever technique you do, or whatever object you're watching, or whatever, you know, stage of the meditation you're in, whatever year of your meditation career you're in. You know, these things, at the end of the day, it's how the mind is positioned. It's how you're approaching it. So for me, I find sometimes it's useful to have like a story in your mind that evokes that feeling, that right. You know, I hate to use the word right because then people get all confused about like, well, what's right, what's wrong, and then we get nervous. Oh, am I doing it right? Which is, you know, it's always downfall when you start thinking like that. But the thing is, everyone has their own skillful means, and each meditator will have whatever works for them. So the important thing is to just find the principles of how to approach using skillful means so it's actually skillful and helpful. So the thing is, for me, I use sort of evocative imagery or stories to get myself kind of in the right mode. And then that kind of can be helpful no matter what's happening in the meditation. So I'm just going to share one of my stories, but each one of you will have your own way of doing it. But today we can just riff with mine because that's what I know. It just sort of as for example. But then in your own practice, you can develop your own stories and your own ways that you find bring up a helpful frame of mind. So one of my useful memories that I use is when I think back to this time when I was in my third year of university, and normally I lived in America during my university years. I did my studies in America, but there was one summer when I went to work in England, in London, and I happened to work near this hub where all the buses went through. I don't know who's familiar with London, but I remember it was called Euston. Is it Euston Circle? I'm not sure if that's how it's pronounced, but anyway, Euston, that circle. And that was where all the buses, like many bus lines that went to different parts of London converge in that place. And so you could just get on a different bus every day and go to a different part of town. And it'd be like, if you had an unlimited bus pass, that was like my free city tour. So every lunch hour, I would just bring along a little sandwich I made at home and I would go get on the new bus. You know, I just look for a different number and just get on and sit on that bus for, you know, for half an hour. And then I would just get off and go across the road, go to the other side of the street, and then, you know, get the same number bus back into town. And so every day was just like a mystery. I was like, I had no idea where it would take me. And I didn't really care. I mean, I didn't have a fixed idea of where I wanted to go. I just wanted to see London. You know, I just wanted to see different parts of London. And I didn't have a sense of I wanted to go to this place or that place, or this neighborhood is nicer than that neighborhood. I mean, I didn't know any of the neighborhoods, so I was just happy to see what happened, you know, along the trip. And for me, it was completely free and easy because I had absolutely no responsibility to know where I was going, you know. Like when you're driving, I've been a nun for a while now, so I haven't driven in so long but I remember in the few years when I was, you know, a layperson driving in Bangkok, it was the most harrowing and nerve-wracking thing trying to remember how to get places. But when you're just sitting there, you know, you have absolutely no responsibility, and all you have to do is just enjoy the scenery. And it was the most relaxing and free kind of feeling. And also, I didn't have any preconceptions, so I could enjoy whichever neighborhood I went to, whether it was this busy market, or it was some industrial wasteland, or it was, you know, some pretty park, or it was just, you know, bunch of brick buildings, anything I would be happy to watch because it was just new to me. I mean, if it was some place that I was familiar, I'd be like, oh yes, ho hum, trying to get some place, and you know, this isn't my destination yet. But there, everything was new. I was open to everything. It was just all fun. So I feel with meditation, if we can have that attitude, and it's so hard if we've been meditating for many years to approach every sitting as something new, because it's like, oh yes, you know, get into position and okay, the breath, and you sort of like, it becomes kind of automaton, you know, and you kind of lose the freshness of it. But if you remind yourself that actually every meditation sitting is a new journey, and you're getting on a new bus line every time because your mind is never the same. And if your mind is crazy like mine, it is totally never the same. Sometimes very weird. So it's like a very different journey every time. Even if you're watching the same old breath, you know, it's never the same, and your mind is never the same. So you can think of getting on that bus journey, you know, as if you're just, you know, plunking down your ticket for a totally mysterious bus ride, where you never know where you're going to go, and nothing's ever wrong, and nothing's ever not good enough, and it can always be fresh and interesting. So the important thing is, when we're approaching meditation, is to have that attitude of being interested in whatever is happening, interested in whatever you're seeing outside of the window at that very moment. And the beauty of being a passenger, you know, especially if you get a window seat, that's the best. You know, when you're meditating, you're definitely getting a window seat into your mind. So the thing is, it's always passing by. You can never hold on to the scenery. You know, it's one of those things where you are forced to really be in the moment. You can only see whatever is in front of that window at that time. And so just through sheer magic, by being in that position, you are in the present moment. So we can try to do that when we meditate, by imagining that we are watching whatever is passing by in our mind and allowing it to just go by like that scenery, as if we're on a moving bus, just going by. Nothing lasts forever. And sometimes it's true, if you're on a stretch where the scenery is similar for a long period of time, like if you're in the countryside and it's like, oh, rolling hills and, you know, bucolic fields for like, you know, 15, 20 minutes, it's still not going to be like that forever. So you don't have to do anything. It's passing you by. It's just to remember that it's passing you by. So if we do that, meditation is really simple. Just get in the seat and see what happens. And just be engaged and interested and curious. And just genuinely, you know, happy with whatever experience. Not because this is what you're told to do, you know, not because you're supposed to be, oh, you're supposed to be like, you know, not attaching to things because, oh, this is Buddhism, so we're not supposed to be attached to things, or that, oh, present moment, we have to be in the present moment because that's what meditation is defined as, we have to do this. I mean, it's not about what you should do, but it's about what the mind actually does if you just let it. And so if we can do that, you know, all we have to do is remain curious and interested in meditation. No matter what is happening, can be enjoyable. Like really, like even if you're in pain, it can be enjoyable if you approach it as just another part of London, another part of town. And it's all fun, especially if you don't know any better. So it's wonderful for those people who are here on the first time. That's like golden, because it only happened once. So enjoy that. So I guess we should get started, because I have a tendency to just blabber on for long periods of time. So yes, no, we're still good. So we can begin now with the actual meditation. So we all have our various cushion strategies so we can get ourselves settled into our various arrangements of cushions and just spend a few minutes settling into the body. It's really worth it. Sometimes on retreat, when we're sitting many times during the day, we can kind of, I know I do, you know, sort of get lazy about that and just want to just rush on to the breath. But it's really worth spending some time to just feel and relax your body. So there are many ways to do it. I firstly start from the head, because then you can just get to the most useful part, which is your face, early on. Because of our emotional world is tied up with our face. A lot of our tension or our happiness is embedded in the muscles of our face. So if we can just consciously relax our forehead and our brow, you have a tendency to have little lines between your brows, just kind of iron them out, relax them. Relax your cheeks, your eyes. You don't have to shut them so tightly, but just naturally. And then we can just relax our mouth. It can be useful to open it a little bit. I mean, not a gaping open, but just a little bit. Because that just relaxes the whole face. Or if you want to just smile a little bit, to get yourself in the right mood, do that. Just notice how when you relax your face, the rest of your body does the same naturally. You can just work down a little bit to check our posture. Let's our shoulders relaxed, our head balanced, so it's not too far forward, not too far back, so then it's just right in the center, it's weightless, like when we're not too far in the future or the past, our mind is balanced. Looks similar to where our head is. And we just open up our chest, reminding ourselves of an open, embracing attitude to whatever arises. And then just straighten up our back a little bit, just to help us feel alert, but not so tight that we're stiff, so alert but relaxed. Make sure our bottom is comfortable. This poor thing is going to be working very hard during this retreat. Over there, you're sitting in a chair on the floor. Put your hands in a comfortable position. And relax your legs down to the toes. Just imagine you're nicely settled into that bus seat. You snag yourself window seat, and the window is clean and clear, and you can look out and see the beautiful sights of the cosmopolitan and exciting city called your mind. Just feeling what's happening in your mind. The first few days of the retreat, it can be a mixture, and that's totally fine. So it's more like driving in the city, where you see different signs, different shop houses. It's just a lot more varied when you're driving in the countryside, where things are peaceful for long periods of time. But that's just the nature of driving in the city. And it's really interesting all the same. Whatever's happening, in the questions last night, it seemed like a number of people were feeling restless. And then we just imagine they're driving through a busy part of the city. Enjoy all the different sights and sounds of that part of the city. And if you're feeling a bit sleepy because it's after lunch, then you just imagine we're going through some gray and drab part of the city. And that's just its nature. It's gray and drab. But it can still be interesting. It can still be fun. So keeping that sense of fun and adventure as you just watch what's happening in your mind. So you can do that for as long as you like, until you're ready. Not that you're ready, but your mind just feels ready and feels it wants to go to the breath. And then you just let that unfold. And you can watch the breath with that same attitude. So those are just basic guidelines. So I just leave it to you now to sit back, enjoy the ride, and we'll go on our separate journeys together in a little while. So enjoy the ride. So it's getting close to the end of 45 minutes. So those of you who would like to continue sitting, you can just continue as you please, and you can just tune me out. But those who are feeling like they'd like to end the meditation and change posture, we can just do a little bit of reflection at the end of the meditation. Just checking in with yourself, seeing how your mind feels now after sitting for a little while. Does it feel more settled? It doesn't have to. But just you can feel for yourself what has happened during this journey, and to learn from each meditation session. What ways have you worked with your mind that were beneficial, that have led to more peace? And also, what things might have caused you to feel less peaceful? Did you get caught in any trains of thought? And if you did, how were you able to separate out from them? Just taking a moment to learn from what's happened. And also, just to take a moment to appreciate any peace that you have felt. You know, even a moment of peace is like gold. So if we can just take a moment to appreciate that, that in this sitting you have had at least a moment of peace. Possibly many moments. So rejoicing in that. If we take the time to appreciate the peace of every city, we'll be more encouraged to do it again. It doesn't matter if there were times when you were restless. Doesn't matter if there were times when you felt a lot of pain. If you had even a moment's peace, it was well worth it. So, whoever would like to end their meditation, you can just take a few breaths and open your eyes when you're ready. And whoever would like to keep sitting, you can also do that as well.